Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:14 now on this Monday morning, November 17th. About what, 10 days till Thanksgiving? But it just doesn't seem like it. I don't know if it's because of the football fortunes of the local teams or not. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Every Monday here at WWL is a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU football. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me your thoughts on the game, and then I'll ask you some questions.
Well, I think you got to give LSU a lot of credit. You know, being down 14 to nothing to come back like that when it was probably, it had to be very easy just to sit there and say, you know what, this isn't our day, this isn't our season, let's just kind of go through the emotions here.
That's what I thought was going to happen, Jeff. I swear to goodness, that's exactly what I thought was going to happen as I was watching it.
But, I think you got to give a lot of credit to Frank Wilson and the rest of the coaching staff because Frank is out there trying to win, and so is the rest of this coaching staff. They haven't given up on the season. They still feel like there's things to be accomplished here and wins to get, and it was important to them. It was important to get a win in Tiger Stadium against an SEC opponent. And, I thought the defense came up big. Obviously, the goal line stand, the interception right before halftime, and then going down the field and getting 3 points out of that. And then Arkansas helped them out too, right? I mean, on Arkansas's opening drive, they're just marching down the field against LSU, and they just fumble the ball going into the red zone, and that interception that Green threw to that Mansoor Delane intercepted, just bad communication between him and the receiver. Can't punch it in once they got it inside the five. There's a reason why Arkansas has lost, what now, five games, I believe it is, five games within 6 points. They did a lot of things losing teams do, and LSU took advantage of it. And then, Michael Van Buren shakes off the slow start, and I thought he performed well. And then I think the other thing that you dive into the box score, they actually ran the ball 37 times to 33 passes. They were actually committed to the ground game. Now, they really had to be in the fourth quarter when they were trying to run out the clock, but still, I thought that those were all really positive signs.
Whenever you see those numbers in a box score, generally speaking, it's going to bode well for the team that wins the game, especially if you overcome a block punt for a touchdown.
Yeah, and I think like the percentage, like if you give up a special teams touchdown, the percentage is you're going to lose 75% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you basically gave them free 7 points there. But again, they bounced back and they stuck with it because it could have gotten really ugly there in Tiger Stadium if Arkansas just kind of ran away and hid, and it really would have been a very depressing scene in the second half, but they fought. They fought really hard, and I think considering everything they've been through, and I know it's been very difficult 2-3 weeks here for the fan base, I think for alumni and everyone, to see that team just kind of figure out a way. And then what Frank Wilson said after the game, he told them, you're going to get hit with adversity. You don't know what it is, but it's how you respond to that adversity. And in that game, they responded to adversity very, very well.
What was the crowd like?
Well, it was, I don't want to say it had a spring game feel to it, but in a sense, in a way it did, right? It's an afternoon game. It's a game that really means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. And it was kind of a laid back crowd. Got very loud, though, when Arkansas was trying on that goal line stand that LSU had defensively. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just a fan base that was there to just kind of check things out. And they weren't going to get very emotionally involved in the game, but they did. Because in the second half, when LSU really – when it was there for LSU to win the football game, I think the fan base really responded at that point and got into it a lot more in the second half than they did in the first half.
I'm laughing at they didn't want to get emotionally involved because it's almost kind of like, I don't care what you do. I don't care. I'm not getting upset. I don't care.
Well, I think also it has just been a whirlwind here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, since the last time they were in Tiger Stadium, when you consider everything that's been happened, I think as a fan base, you're just kind of spent over everything that's occurring. And then, again, kind of what we talked about, I think, last week, Tommy, in that, this game will be long forgotten when the new coach mm-hmm. arrives in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And other than I think really trying to figure out if Michael Van Buren should be part of the future or not. And again, the next coach will make that determination and we'll see how many more starts that Van Buren will get. But, for him, he's trying to put enough work on tape here that the next coach will say, okay, I kind of like what I see out of Michael Van Buren and this might potentially be my guy, but I still think whoever they bring in here, whoever the new coach is, he's going to go out and try to find somebody to compete with Michael Van Buren.
That's another thought I had as I was watching the game. It's like, well, really, you talk about a spring game, but it's like, well, we don't really know who the coach is going to be. We don't know who the players are going to be. We don't know who the quarterback's going to be. So let's just enjoy the moment while we can. 7:20, quick break. More with Jeff Palermo when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. It is 7:26 every Monday here at WWL is a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse is the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. I'm paraphrasing the national announcers here that were, or regional announcers, the people who were doing the game on the SEC network, ACC, I don't know what network it was, but it wasn't a big one. And they seemed to indicate that Garrett Nussmeier had checked out for the season. Do we have any indication that that's true or not?
No, there's no truth to that. I think a lot of people are speculating whether he's tapped out, but I'm going to go with what Frank Wilson told us, he was planning on starting Garrett Nussmeier all week long. He re-aggravates the ab injury on Thursday. And even on Thursday, when Frank Wilson declared Garrett Nussmeier probable, he still had there was a level of concern in his voice. And, in fact, he used the word concern. Mm-hmm. And you don't normally, out of all my time watching football and covering teams and where a guy is listed as probable, but yet the coach is still concerned, they're kind of contradictory in a way.
Yeah.
But, again, it was fresh off the injury. Frank Wilson doesn't have all the details at that point. So you kind of knew that maybe there might be a little bit more to this than him just being probable. And the fact that he came out and said something after practice on Thursday, and then you get the news that it was downgraded, and then doubtful, and then eventually to out. So – and then even after the game on Saturday, he still didn't sound very optimistic about what we're if we're going to see Nussmeier. It's going to be something that they'll have to evaluate. We'll hear a little bit more today. I'm sure Nussmeier went in Sunday for treatment, but I don't know, Tommy. I mean, I think fans are going to say what they're going to, are they going to believe what they're going to believe? But I'm not going to be, maybe I'm naive, but I think guys like Garrett Nussmeier and Whit Weeks, they really want to play.
I do too.
And they're not just, they're just not sitting there to look pretty wearing their jerseys and, you know, wearing sweatpants.
The only thing I will say is if they're hurt and they have something that could affect the rest of their career, well, then really, do you want to put it all out there at this point in the season?
Well, I mean, I think there is probably a level of, at this point, what do you – I think if you're Nussmeier, you do have to be thinking about yourself in the sense of, all right, you know, as soon as this season is over with, and again, we don't know if he's going to play in the bowl game
or not. But you can't question his loyalty to the program at all. I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. I mean, this is a guy – now, granted, NIL plays a factor in this. So it this isn't – but this guy came back to build a legacy here at LSU of a guy that, you know, threw for 4,000 yards his first season as a starter, and then his second season as a starter led LSU to a SEC championship and a college football playoff and all these other great things that we thought could potentially be there for the LSU Tigers this year, and they came up way short. So, but I think there is a part of you that does have to start looking ahead and start considering, hey, I got to get ready for the draft here and this and that. But I think the right decision was made. I thought it had actually a little more intrigue that we got to see Michael Van Buren, and we'll see what happens from here on out, Tommy.
If I think I know him as I think I know him, if I know him as I think I know him, then I think he sits out against Western Kentucky. But if he's healthy enough, he's going to take a shot against Oklahoma just to see what he can do. That's what I would guess.
I'm right there with you, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Jeff Palermo. We'll talk to Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We come back. Bank on it. Financial insights you can count on right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:44, 16 till 7, Monday morning. Tommy Tucker, time to be joined by Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Time for Bank on it. Financial insights you can count on. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm well, sir. I'm interested in today's topic because I've heard a lot about title fraud, how criminals can steal homes without breaking in. And the first question, of course, is how is that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possible.
Yeah, Tom, yeah, this is a surprising one, and it doesn't sound real when I talk to people about it. So I figured this would be a good topic going into Thanksgiving for everyone to talk about around the table next week when they're having Thanksgiving food. So
after they get through with politics and religion, right, Jason?
Well, my hopes are that we steer people away from both of those, and they'll talk about this instead, right?
I got you. Okay, go ahead.
So it's called title fraud, right? In essence, What it is it's identity theft for your property. Criminals can actually simply forge some documents and take ownership of your property. And as crazy as that sounds, it is 100% legitimate, right? The criminal will forge either a cash sale or a mortgage release, whatever legal document they need to transfer ownership, and then they get it recorded in the public record. Now, the public record is, of course, public record, which means all of the parishes keep recordations of who owns which property, the instruments that were used to transfer it, and all of that. Anyone can see it. That's the idea behind it. That's a really good thing, but it's also a really kind of a bad thing, right? Because if you're a criminal, that's just a treasure trove of information. And so what the criminals do is they go out there and they try to find properties that can easily be moved. And what they target in these types of scams are homes that are paid off, or vacant or inherited properties, second homes, basically things that are out there that don't have a lien on them. They're unencumbered, right? That seems like the most financially responsible thing to do is, hey, I paid my house off, or hey, I bought this, you know, lot that I'm going to eventually build a house on, but I don't want to have any debt against it, which unfortunately makes you the target for the scammers.
Because otherwise the lending institution's going to get involved, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. And so that's a really good point, Tommy. And, you know, I kind of want to move on to that one as well, is this is one of those instances where having debt will actually protect you. So the way it works is if you have a mortgage, or if you have a home equity line of credit, take your pick of whatever those instruments are, right? What happens is those liens against your house will prime those sales. So I'm not telling everyone hey, you should go out there and get debt, right? That's never a good thing. But I've talked to several folks over the years who've just gotten a home equity line of credit, and they just don't use it. They keep it as an insurance policy, let that lien stay on that house, mm-hmm. and then that turns them into a non-attractive target. Because, you know, if this was to happen to you, you absolutely want, a financial institution or someone bigger involved, right? Because obviously a bank is going to want to protect their interest in that property. And the good news is that they legally won't be able to transfer your property. They can file that document, but it won't take effect until the bank says, I would like to cancel your mortgage, right? So that is, I think that's an important one. And I just want to kind of stress that to everyone. But then there's some other things that they can do to protect themselves. And thankfully, the clerks of court have been very active in this space. And they started setting up these alert systems where if anything happens in the public record under your name, you can get an email or a text message and basically act upon it. Now, I affectionately say this is almost like a debit card alert, right? Just because someone's using your debit card, great, I know about it, mm-hmm. but it had already happened. And yes, it doesn't necessarily prevent these types of things, but if you know it happened, then that at least lets you act quickly to hopefully get it reversed. So what I want to encourage everyone who's listening to do is go out to your parish's clerk of court, right? All of them have different names for these systems that they put out there. Jefferson Parish calls it Jeff Watch. St. Tammany is Recording Activity Alerts. They give it interesting names, but in essence, what they do, it'll be on their front page, and it'll be a thing that says, sign up for property activity alerts or something similar to that. It mm-hmm. takes all of about 5 minutes. It's absolutely free. And then once you sign up for that, if any transactions happen involving your name, then you'll get a notification. So what you'll see, some parishes don't necessarily have this set up yet. I think St. Bernard hasn't quite set it up yet. But the good news is there's also a statewide system, Tommy.
Okay.
It's called eClerks Alerts.
So say it again.
I'm going to – the website is eClerksLA.com. I'll say that one more time because I think this one's important. eClerksLA.com.
Okay.
Now, same deal. It's free, and when you sign up there, it'll actually cover all 64 parishes statewide. So that's one I encourage everyone to go out there and do. I did it. It takes all of about 3 minutes to sign up for an account, and then you're good to go. You'll get those text notifications. Didn't transfer ownership of my property, but I did sign up so that if something ever happens, I would get an alert.
So I would sign up under what for that, Jason? Under statewide portal, criminal search, what? I see I went to the site to look and sign up for eClerks Alert, I guess is what I want. Yes, that's what I want right there, right?
That is the one you want, yep.
Gotcha, okay, good. Very easy to do.
And this is a really good tool, right? Because this is something that has unfortunately ran rampant. So a couple other things that I encourage people to do. Signing up for this is good. You will get, I've heard instances of notifications coming within 15 to 20 minutes of a recordation,
wow,
which is great. You get that notification, you know, you can jump on it and act. But the other things I want to remind people to do, and I'm guilty of this as well, make sure you check your physical mail, right? Because you'll get one of those notices in the mail, perhaps, hey, we've certified your title transfer, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Or anything like that. You just throw it in the pile and you get to it when you get to it, right? You know, the Saints aren't playing on Sunday, you decide to go through your mail, and then you find out 6 months ago somebody stole your property.
Or so, you think it's some kind of junk mail or some kind of scam, right?
That's it.
Which it is a scam, but you don't realize that the paper that you're receiving is official, which notifies you of a scam, and the paper itself is not the scam. Am I accurate?
100%, Tommy. Okay. 100%. And like I said, I'm as guilty of this as anyone else. So, you know, pay attention, but also criminals love mail, unfortunately. It's a great way to get a lot of insight into what people have going on. They can see your credit info and things like that. So I would encourage everyone, just make sure you secure your mail as quickly as possible. So what's the end game of this?
Yeah.
Once criminals steal your property, Tommy, they do one of two things. Either one, they're going to go out there and get a loan against it, or two, they'll actually sell the property, right? Because if there's no lien on that property, they can go out there and sell it. Any title company is going to do a title search. It says Tommy gave Jason his house. He doesn't have any liens on it, and I can go sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as crazy as that sounds. It's legit. Now,
but it's not legal, is it? At some point, your house has been stolen. Can you not prove that?
It is, but let me tell you, Tommy, it is a pain.
Okay.
And that's why signing up for these alerts is critical, because the minute you get one of these alerts, you want to call your parish park or court and say, I don't know what this is, but I didn't do it.
Gotcha.
They'll go ahead and flag that thing. Now, if there's a lien that they put against the house, let's just say they went out there and got a mortgage against it or sold, and somebody comes knocking on your door. Yeah, it's not legal, Tommy, but like a lot of things that aren't legal, it takes a while to fix, right?
To fix yourself.
So you're going to need court. You're going to need an attorney, mm-hmm. and you got a hush claim on your property and the instrument, any number of things, right? But the good news is if you get one of these alerts and you quickly call your clerk, they'll flag that document because you called up and let's just say call it fraudulent or whatever. And any bank or any title company is going to do a search. If we see something like that on one of the searches, if someone's trying to borrow against that property, it's a red flag. And so time is of the essence when people get these alerts to go ahead and act on these things and save themselves a whole lot of heartburn.
You always have great information. Today is very valuable about title theft. You can go to eclerksla.com and sign up for eClerks Alert, and that way you can protect yourself from this because it's a whole lot harder to get out of the hole once you're in it. Right, Jason?
That it is, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. Jason Shields, COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. Financial insights you can count on. Count on it. 7:54, 6 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.